Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 3 hours, buddy. 3 hours. Looking forward to it.
Actually, we got three today and three tomorrow, right?
You're right. We do. We do.
I know.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
Going to be running over to Chet's. We've had emailers ask us about Chet's and if they really do redefine clean. So we'll have to talk about that later in the show.
Yeah, we could talk about that anytime. It's such an impressive family and an impressive company. They really are, Chuck.
Tomorrow, we get to spend an extra hour with Rove Pest Solutions, and we've had people asking about carpenter ants and mice in the attic and spiders everywhere, so this will be a good time to do that, too.
It will be. It will be. So we had a little weather last night, huh?
Ah, gosh. Yep. Everybody, you know, everybody's commenting that it's all climate change and who cares?
Oh,
let's
gosh.
Stay non-political. You know, it is what it is. I had made in my notes, and you and I had talked about high humidity this time of year with the rains and the storm issues and people kind of being locked in their houses with the windows closed and the doors closed. So we should talk about the humidity issues and the consequences of too much humidity and have people look for mold in specific places throughout their house. So I think we should talk about that as well today.
You are not kidding. Humidity. I don't think people understand how much of a role humidity plays in the health of their house. They right. really don't. And not just on the inside, Chuck. I mean, the outside. You know, I do drive it around and I see so much ivy on people's houses. I saw an ivy growing on a two-level roof there, about a foot apart, siding, and just covering that whole area where the side, and you're right, you're shaking your head. And I shake my head because I just want to say to the homeowner, it would take 5 minutes to reach up there and pull that stuff off. And by letting that sit there, the damage that does to that house, you know, I've been driving around a lot lately and looking at all these abandoned houses everywhere. And let me say something. The abandoned houses are not just in the cities. If you drive around this country, you see abandoned houses everywhere. And so many of them, Chuck, so many of them, I wish I had the time and the money to just start working on. But so many of them, if they just would have had the proper maintenance from day one, they wouldn't be abandoned today.
Yeah, right. And your house is not intended to be a wall of life. It's
Thank
funny.
You.
I've got a grape arbor, small one, but it's probably 5 feet away from the house. But if you let that go, it will reach toward the house. It'll attach itself to the house and it'll start growing up the back of the siding. And I normally trim it back every week. I didn't get it last week. I went to it yesterday and it had already attached itself to the siding, which is a pathway for bugs and moisture. People need to be aware of that.
What you just said right there, bugs and moisture, you know, tearing apart that wood deck that people have been hearing about all summer.
Are you done with that yet?
No. It's summer, man. It's summer. I got a vacation. I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. Some of these days, I'm just too darn old to go out there and start working in this sun that we've had. It takes too much out of you. But
well,
I've noticed that, the earwigs.
Because you're just a ute compared to me. Hey,
compared to you, Father Time is a ute.
When you're out there, have someone look at your skin because your skin will get almost papery and you don't even know it, but you're on the verge of dehydration. You know, you lose 1% of your body water and you can suffer the effects of dehydration. And you and I talk all the time about loving your water, but how about trusting your water? And drinking a lot of it.
Yeah, you're right. From Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. You are so right. You know what, Chuck? As I age, hydration is so important. As you age, as anyone age, hydration is so important. And we all notice it. We all, you know, if I'm outside too long, I have to drink. But see, I'm old school. I don't need it to be in a bottle. One of my favorite ways to drink water is out of a hose on the job site, outside working. That's one of my favorite, and it's so cold when it comes out of that hose.
Oh, I love it. I got to tell you, and it takes you back to your childhood, but if that hose is connected to a reverse osmosis filter system,
even better.
Water tastes even better. And how many times have you said over the last 16 years we've been doing this show that you are what you absorb? And right. If you're absorbing clean, healthy water, you're going to be clean and healthy inside and out.
Go figure.
Never gonna get pretty.
That is impossible. That is impossible. I want to ask people if they have a chance. I want them to run over to the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. I posted a picture. We get so many questions about Rhino Shield and Timeless Coatings. And is it worth the value to go to Rhino Shield? It's a coating. It's not a paint. Mark Mercier, Mark Conchero make that very clear. And it's a 25-year warranty, which is unheard of in the
you
paint
know,
industry.
Right? I mean,
I should.
Yeah, you should know. Why?
I had it on my house
instead of me.
Because I had my whole.
They pay you for this, right? That's what.
It is. I had to pay them because you and I have said this many times. They came out and they painted my house. This was 2015.
Yeah,
still looks great. Still looks phenomenal. I had one minor issue. They were out like within a couple of days to take care of it. 25-year warranty. So if you go to the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page, you'll see a Frank Lloyd Wright looking huge residential house that they just did.
And yours? It's
no. Look who's talking. that they just did, and it's absolutely beautiful. So if you have a question about whether you hear Rhino Shield, Mark and Cheryl on WGR all the time. So you want to see the kind of work they do, go to the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page.
Well, you know,
right,
you can
buddy?
Do the same thing if you've been at our Facebook page and looked at the work that Kearns Brothers can do on your roof. They just do such an awesome job before and after, and wonderful long-term warranty, and they'll leave your yard better than they found it.
And they cover most of Southeast Michigan. If you just had storm and hail go by your home, you should definitely have them out to take a look at your roof. Make sure you call Kearns Brothers today.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Should we open the phone lines during the first couple hours here, partner?
Well, you give one number and I'll give the other. How's that?
How about 800-859-0957?
Or 888-654-4897, which is 888-654-GUYS. And Chuck, I mentioned earlier about the ivy growing on the side of the house and the humidity that will stay in that area and eventually cause a drip or mold that people don't even know is there.
Infestation. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. I'll tell you, walk around your house this time of year. If you have a crawl, go in the crawl. If you have a basement, go down the basement. But look at anything organic that you store down there, cardboard boxes, anything wood. You might be surprised that mold is growing on it because the humidity has been high lately. We've had a lot of rain.
Absolutely.
And we're probably going to get a little more, you know, in the next few weeks. So be aware of that. Running your air conditioning longer at night. I've talked about this before, but I will try not to run it during the day much, and then I'll turn it on about 5 or 6 o'clock at night and make sure it runs for like 3-4 hours at a time before it shuts off. And that really dehumidifies. That really does a great job of dehumidifying the house.
You know, I visited North Carolina very recently.
Yeah.
And in the mountains, I just get rain, and the humidity, if you're in a holler or you're in a mountain, the humidity just sticks there. It doesn't go. It just lays down.
What's a holler?
You walk out. Like, Randy Travis song.
Actually, I've heard hoot and holler for decades.
A holler is like a little valley that you come in off the mountains and you drive through, and everybody knows everybody in that holler. Houses usually line them. But the humidity... It's funny because we think people in Florida who are by the ocean, people in Michigan who have the lakes all around them, don't think you're going to have the humidity in other areas. But the humidity is so thick down in North Carolina and these areas that you walk outside, you start sweating. You don't even have to do anything. You just start sweating. It's like feels like 90% humidity out there. And these are, you know,
ocean water.
Exactly. But then you go into the cabin or you go into the house and it's nice and air conditioned and the ceiling fans are on and it doesn't have to be turned down to 68 degrees. It can be 75, 76 degrees in that house. even in Michigan, and it feels so much cooler because you don't have, you have air conditioning running and you have the air moving.
Yep, the air moving and humidity taken out of the air. That humidity makes it feel so much hotter. It's funny you say that.
Absolutely.
Because we get notifications on our phone what our humidity levels are at the lake house when we're not there. And this past week, we were getting 65%. It's like, oh, shoot, we better turn that thermostat down a little bit when we leave so that air conditioner runs. That's a lot of humidity.
Hold on. I just can't. Your wife gets, your wife set all this up. I know you did not. Your wife gets alerts, not you. Because okay. She says, Chuck, the humidity is too high at the lake house, at the lake mansion. So we need to go over there and take care of that. So she gets alerts because you have a smart system. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, and, she does.
And only she can run the smart system is what you're saying,
right?
I am not
her smart system, no. I'm the dumb labor. Yeah.
Tell you, we're not going to get off on this subject. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later or tomorrow, but because of all this humidity and the heat, poison ivy is running rampant. Just my son caught it a couple weeks ago, and
did he
does not have dad's gene of not being allergic to poison ivy because he caught it really bad.
Careful not to brag too much about that because that can change over time.
I'm not bragging. So far, I've been pretty darn lucky. Boy,
it sounded like it to me.
It's not like I'm going to go hug a tree that has poison ivy on it. I mean,
You have done that.
Yeah, but I wasn't allergic to it. And I've since, like many other things since we started this show, have been more educated on poison ivy. And I don't play with fire anymore. Won't take that chance.
Wow. You're getting smarter as you get older.
You know, my wife tells me that.
Someday you'll have
to. I don't know if I believe it, though.
Hey, but wrote an article this week, as we do every week, for the Detroit News in the Homestyle section, and it appears on Friday. You post it on the InsideOutsideGuys.com, and it was about LED lighting. And we have had more emails, haven't we, over the last 10 years over that issue?
LED lighting?
Light emitting diodes. Everybody that's got a cell phone or a surge protector or anything that's got that little tiny red light in it, that's a light emitting diode. And what is transferred into light bulbs, replacements for incandescents and halogens. That technology where they can do just fantastic things with LEDs today. You and I complained 10 years ago when they were going to quit making incandescents, right?
You went out and you bought stock in that. You went out and bought cases. Matter of fact, you actually made up a scam company on the Inside Outside Guys years ago. And I went to sell those light bulbs for a profit, if I remember right. I remember saying, Chuck, you can't do that.
Meet me in the back alley, and I'll
there you go. It was an investment we made in thousands and thousands of light bulbs and sold them for a profit. People were afraid. They thought that, but we got to be honest. The LEDs, when they first came out, so many of these smart bulbs, they were just, they were going to last 15, 20 years. They were lucky if they lasted 15 months, and we paid a premium for them. And it drove me crazy. Let's go to the phones.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No problem, buddy. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Mary in Dearborn Heights. Good morning, Mary. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Yeah, I'm interested in getting one of those generators, to when your power goes out. And I called one company, and I was asking him if you guys referred him, and they said yes, but... Do you know what is the best generator to get? Because there's different kinds.
What a great question.
Whole house one.
Mary, I actually have one of our subjects that Chuck and I were going to, we over-prepare. And one of my subjects here was brand names and how important are they. And Chuck and I have talked about this many times. I think we have four or five different electricians at the InsideOutsideGuys.com. And I know at least three or four of them put in different standby generators, different kinds. Kohler,
Can I say the Generac, name of the one I called?
Sure.
Oh, Bratcher.
Great company. Yeah. Great company. Yeah, we referred them for standby generators on a regular basis.
Why?
Yeah, I can't see them till September.
They're busy. Everybody is busy right now. See, because besides installing those generators, Mary, they're also maintaining those generators that they've already sold, which is very important.
Right.
But Bratcher Electric has been a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys for many, many years, and I would have them put one in my house today.
Right. Because I wanted one to run everything, you know.
Yep.
Because that's what I need. And the only other thing, I know they have to put it so far from your house, right, or from windows and stuff.
Yes.
That was
from
my
any air intakes. Yes.
Yeah, that was my only other concern. Like I,
Mary, a good company like Bratcher, we are blessed with a lot of really, really good companies. The NECA contractors that we represent, they're going to know those things. They are trained in it. They are schooled in it. They're not amateurs. So they're going to know how to locate it and how to locate it such that you can minimize the cost of installation by, foreshortening the run of wire to your main panel, the run of gas line from wherever the gas comes into the house to the unit. And there's a lot of things like that. The permitting process, Ken and I talk about that a lot. And the warranty and service. A good company is going to provide a warranty and service contract so they can keep an eye on that machine for you over time, because it's an old thing. Out of sight, out of mind until you need it. Then it's like, oh, shoot. Hope it works.
Right. And Bratcher installs a Briggs & Stratton, which is historically one of the best brands out there.
Yeah.
So, like, it's so much more important, like Chuck said, the installing contractor and the warranty, because a good company that's a good product is willing to put a good warranty behind it.
Exactly.
Well, I was looking for the fact that I ever sold my house, and I had one of those in the backyard. My house might sell over somebody's house who doesn't have a backyard.
They add 100%. Value when they're properly maintained. Yep.
Yeah.
Mary, thank you for calling. We have to go to break, but Chuck and I will touch on the subject a little bit when we get back from break as well. Hey, Chuck. I need a handyman. I need painting the inside of my house. I need the molding redone. It's just been so long. Who do we call?
You know, if you want the look of a new kitchen, the look of a new stairway, the look of new molding in the dining room, we've got a company that can do that and paint. And, of course, it's MacFarland Painting. Welcome back, everybody. 800-859-0957 or 888-654. 48
guys.
97 or guys. I like guys. Guys.
That's guys. Cool. Guys. It's called a vanity number, Chuck.
It's called Ken's vanity number.
All right. So Mary from Dearborn Heights wanted to know about standby generators. She mentioned she'd buy a new standby generator for her house. A couple things we just wanted to make sure that people hear us say about standby generators, because we recommend them all day long.
Yeah.
Mary, you mentioned you wanted to get one for your whole house. Just so you know, people. So many people think, oh, it's going to be so expensive to get a whole house generator. You can get a whole house generator without getting a whole house generator. Explain, Chuck, please.
Well, you can get a standby generator without getting a whole house generator. How's that?
That's fair. The whole house connected.
Yeah.
So people like you and me would put it on the most important things. The TV, the computer. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
The TV, the refrigerator for the bar.
Yeah.
Kidding. I mean, really, if your refrigerator, your sump pump, and your furnace/air conditioner are hooked up, you are covered.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So the whole house does not have, I mean, some people like it because they don't want to think. I tell you one thing I wish it had a sensor for, Chuck, is when it goes off at night. Because when mine goes off at night, we lose power very rarely. If it goes off at night, I don't want it going off at night, if that makes sense. When I'm sleeping,
yeah,
and the whole neighborhood goes out of power, I'm okay if I'm without power till I wake up. I don't need it to go on that. Because one of the things, I mean, when I don't need people knowing that I have this. You know, this is one of those things that I just want to keep it to my backyard. No one sees it. However, that's a minor thing. We definitely recommend they have. And also, Mary wants to know about the noise factor. And I got to tell you, Mary, over the years, these things whisper quiet, some of them.
What? Talk about Briggs & Stratton and Generac, and 25, 30 years ago, we would not have mentioned those two in the conversation, but we love them now because the manufacturers have just stepped up and they make a great machine now.
You know, and it's a lot like, I think we've talked about the discovery with air conditioner condensers outside the house, no more window units. Eventually, every house has one, had one of those next to them. And eventually, every house is going to have a standby generator next to them. And Chuck, you take it even further than that, don't you?
I do. I believe they're all going to be mandated at some point, you know, which is interesting if we had that discussion. But I guess we will do that another day, right? With the availability of natural gas and that being controlled by a third party we won't mention here.
Yeah. Hopefully, Mary, that answers all your questions, but don't worry about the noise. But yeah, in your area, one of the main contractors we would refer is Pratcher Electric. Great company.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's go to the phones. An old friend of the show. She's been talking to Dottie for years. Hi, Dottie from Lake Orion. How you doing?
Hi. I'm just fine. How are y'all doing? Okay.
We're doing blessed. Great.
I need to find somebody to deck for me.
To refinish your deck? What is your deck now? Is it a wood deck?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So what do you need? What have you got on the deck right now, Dottie?
I have the wood is rotted. And also, I don't want no rails, and I just want the wood replaced on the top. The frame is is good in shape, but the wood on top of the frame is rotted. So I just want that replaced and no rails. It's something real simple.
How high off the ground are you with your walking surface?
It's 29 inches.
Oh, good job.
And if it's 30, just add some more dirt around it.
Yeah, we've got ways to cheat. Right? Whoops, sorry. Did I use the word cheat?
Yeah.
So are you?
That's in your everyday vocabulary. Don't even try.
Are you going to put like a Trex-like product on top to walk on?
I don't know what Trex is. I just want wood, just plain wood.
You just want to replace some of the boards that are there.
Yep. Okay. Yep, that's all.
Now, if you're going to replace some and you refinish, what kind of finish is on those boards that you're going to keep?
Well, actually, I'll replace all the wood. It's already, some are already taken off and been thrown away. So I'm just trying to get the ball rolling and get it finished. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just wants to get all maintained. Joel from Just Ask?
I would think so. Yeah. Have you got a pen handy?
I'm all set.
We got a young man that is a working fool that knows how to do this stuff very well. His name is Joel.
Okay.
And he owns a company called Just Ask.
Okay.
And his phone number is 248.
Okay.
535.
535. Okay.
1759.
1759?
Yes.
Can I call him today, do you think?
Well,
you'll probably call and leave a message.
If you don't get him personally, you'll certainly get a voicemail. Leave a voicemail and a callback number. But we do believe, try again Monday morning, too, because that's always good.
I sure will, Mr. Joel. Okay. Thank you, guys, and God bless you. Thank you so much.
He has, Dottie. Wow, thank you so much. God bless you.
Same to you, Dottie.
Long-time listener of the guys.
Yeah. What a sweetheart.
Really appreciate that.
I it's funny because I said I've actually after 22 years, I've got some wood decking that is finally rotting and needs replacing. And I'm going to put
you're going to call someone? You need a referral? Should Joel come out to your place?
I'm just barely off the ground with mine. So okay. It'll be one of those slow and easy replacements. I might do it late this fall if the weather holds. But I'm going to put a Trex type product, a Platinum Trex or something. I know that I'll never touch it again if I do that. And wood's not cheap. The price of wood's going to go up. This whole thing in Hawaii, as we
enter
the busy season, you mark my words, that commodity pricing on dimension lumber, I hate to say it because I don't believe in negativity, but I do believe, well, it goes up anyway in the fall, usually.
Right.
And I think events like what happened there will be an excuse, kind of like gas at the pump, right?
Yep.
If something happens, 4,000 miles away, you and I pay more for our gas at the pump. And I do believe that's going to happen with Dimension Lumber.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897 or 800-859-0WJR. Phone lines are open. We're here to help you with any and all of your housing questions. For about the next hour and 20 minutes, then we're going to head over to Chet's Cleaning. and talk to the Sadowski family, and you talk about clean, clean, clean. These people know how to clean. They can come into your house and clean it like it's never been cleaned before. It's amazing.
I like that.
Such a you good know, company.
We got a listener question on that I'll try to bring up later, but you and I were talking about LED lighting and the fact that effectively halogen and incandescents have been outlawed as of October 1st. I mean, that's really what happened was the energy efficiency arm of the Department of Energy created these standards that actually were created maybe a decade ago-ish. And then the new administration came in and said, no, we're not going to forget that. We're just going to stay, you know, maintain the status quo. And now this administration has said, let's go ahead and enforce those new energy efficiency standards. So bottom line, we're all going to be using LEDs, which is okay now, even though it wasn't 10 years ago.
No, it's not okay. Don't. Hey, listen. Don't be a sheep, Chuck. It's not okay. Be honest. You know, they can't take away our lights. And I'm being kind of facetious with that. But you know what? If I want to put a whatever it is in my light, I should be able to put it in my light socket. Now, you say it's illegal. Of course, it's not illegal if you have, you know, you're not going to go to jail. It's illegal if you sell them.
If you're in a new house, not in your existing mansion, but in a new house, yeah.
What happened? Why are we that to me? I can, yeah, that's a, that gets too political, but
I because I'm with you, crazy. I fight that because you and I have mentioned in passing that the purpose of the building code is to keep us safe in our homes, right?
Create minimum
standards of safety, health, welfare, and what happened, I don't know, 15 years ago-ish, 20 years ago.
Under what administration?
I'm not even going to go there. But they started to mandate energy efficiency standards for buildings, which is not a health and welfare issue. And
so they moved the goal lines. They moved the goalposts.
They moved the goalposts. Great analogy. And we knew then it would get more restrictive. I call it getting worse. I think you do too. You and I tend to be in agreement with this.
You know what? When lobbyists make decisions, and I, you know, there are lobbyists involved in this stuff, and it drives me crazy. It really does. It drives me crazy.
You're a lobbyist for the LED industry. You're just jumping up and down and clapping your hands, right?
Good point. Okay.
I mean, really, you're right.
Yeah.
But we've talked to a lot of lobbyists that fought this stuff, you know, thicker walls, more insulation, tighter homes. And some of that arguably over time is good, but here's what happens with a lot of that. It raises the price of homes when people can't afford to get in houses as it is.
Amen. Amen. You're right.
That's a big issue.
Yep. Yeah. And where is it? It's one of the, jurisdictions at Rochester Hills, not mistaken, in Northern County, mandating a car charger. We talked about that. Every new home has to have a car
NEC.
Charger. Yeah. Talk about raising the price of a home.
We talked about that. Yeah, every new home has to have that. Every new home has to have, under the National Electrical Code, they have to have a dedicated circuit carried to gas appliances for future conversion at some point down the road.
I don't even know that they know how crazy that sounds. Hey, if you want to chime in on this discussion or need any help with any other questions about your home, 888-654-GUYS.
You and I got a not surprising raving review from one of our listeners that hired a company that we tout, that we love, that is run by a great guy.
This is how we found this company, because of how honest and ethical they were. And we got a letter this week saying how honest and ethical they still are. Of course they are. Joe Marth from Foundation Solutions 360. If you need any basement, any foundation, any crawl space encapsulation, check out Foundation Solutions 360.
Welcome back, everybody. We love the opportunity to be with you. We're going to spend an extra hour with you today and with the folks from Chet's. So if you've wondered what Ken and I are talking about when we keep saying, here's a company that's redefined clean, you're going to love to listen from 12 to 1 to the Sadowski family talk about that. They're just a great family with a great business, right?
It really is. And when they were young, when Chet and Sally were young, they could have gone in so many different directions. And she admits it. We were young and poor. Chuck, you were young and poor when you were first married. They've been married for many years. We same thing.
I mean, poor indication. What direction? Something. We had nothing. I was young
and broke. You know what? You're so right. I remember when we went and got our first mortgage, they said, give us a list of your assets.
Let me think. This shirt that I'm wearing.
Exactly. Do you remember that back then? They wanted to know what your assets were in case they had to go after you for the money. It's like, I have no assets. Do you want to give me the loan or not?
Exactly.
But they could have gone to any industry, and they went to cleaning. And they do it right. I do it respectfully. You don't know they're in your home. And here's what I love about them is they've got a facility. No, actually, they have two facilities right next to each other that they like to bring your rugs, your cushions, things they can to their location, because they know they can do it 10 times better at their location than anybody else can.
They're
clean, clean.
They create new ways to take care of things that they, you know, that stumps them. And I love that.
Right.
I think it's cool. Right. So 12 to 1 today. Going to be a lot of fun. We invite you to stay with us. And meanwhile, we invite you to call if you've got questions, comments, or concerns. If you own a house, then we want to hear from you, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
800-859-0957. And be patient, Brian. At World Headquarters is running the show for us today, and we love having him. He does a wonderful job, but he is one person with two hands.
Yes, sir. Or 888-654-4897, which is guys. Chuck, you had mentioned Foundation Solutions 360 going to the break. We had an email this week from Paula that asked the pros and cons of encapsulating a crawl space. Can you think of any cons?
I was just going to say, it's all pros, no cons.
Right. Same.
I've had houses on crawls. I've had houses on Michigan basements, which are the old stone with a dirt floor. And I'm telling you, a good professional encapsulation, it should, geez, I almost hate to say this, should be required.
I agree with you. Totally agree with you. So no, Chuck, that's different, though. Safety, health, and welfare. Let's go back to that. That's health. That's not energy code. That's health.
Why is that health, Ken?
Listen, we've said this many times. If you have a musty, damp, mildewy crawl space or basement, there's a good chance you have mold up in your attic. Okay, Chuck, I'm going to ask back to you. Why would a crawl space that has mold and mildew in the mildew affect the attic? So I'm giving you one back.
Well, I wish you'd shut up long enough for me to teach a five-hour seminar right now.
So we're trying to educate people as we're going back and forth, but it all goes back to the humidity issue we started the show with.
There's an issue we call the stack effect, and it takes place in a house, and it has to do with the fact that warm, moist air will rise. Heat doesn't rise. Warm, moist air will rise. So you got warm, moist air in your basement. You got it in your crawl space. It will end up in your attic in 99% of the houses out there because of little leaks and cracks and crevices throughout that vertical transition from the basement or crawl up into the attic space.
Yep. So when you encapsulate a crawl space or you waterproof a basement, you get rid of the humidity, it makes your house healthier. Just no two ways about it. That moisture stays in the ground. It stays under the encapsulation material. And does not, if it's done properly, like Chuck said, by a professional company. You know, I told a story years ago when I had my crawl space encapsulated. And not long after it, I went to take a look at it. And I saw puddles inside my crawl space on my encapsulation material. Instantly told me there's a breach somewhere.
Yeah.
And
somebody didn't know what they were doing.
Amazing. And what they did is most crawl spaces has a main beam going down the center of it, which holds the floor up. And then they have what they call pillars or piers that you never see with a spread concrete foundation and block. They did not fill the cores of the block to stop the humidity. So it's almost like a chimney, everybody.
Yeah.
The humidity was coming up those core blocks and having no place to go and sitting on the crawl space encapsulation product. So all I did is went and got three or four cans of Great Stuff foam and sprayed the inside of them, and it took care of that problem. Phone lines are jamming up, buddy. Let's get these taken care of real quick, okay?
I agree.
Help the people out. Let's go to Paul in Commerce Township. Good morning, Paul. You're on with the guys.
Yeah, you were talking about light bulbs here a little while ago, LEDs.
Yes, sir.
And I have a post lamp in my backyard. And, you know, it has a little sensor on it that senses when it gets dark, it turns it on. Gets light, it turns it off. So I thought, well, that'd be a great place to put an LED bulb in. It won't work.
Right.
I had to go back to a regular incandescent bulb to make the situation, you know, where it goes on at night and goes off in the morning.
How long ago did you try to do this, Paul?
Probably a couple of years ago. I know there's more than one manufacturer of LED bulbs, and I have in practically every place inside the house now. I don't replace an incandescent bulb until it burns out, you know, and then I replace it with a LED bulb. And I've done electrical work all my life. And,
oh, good.
I'm quite a bit older than you guys, I think. And and I went to Cass Tech High School in Detroit and took the electrical curriculum. So
awesome.
Well, I enjoy listening to you guys, and this is just something that happened to me. Now, maybe a different brand of bulb would work. I don't know, but I know there's at least two manufacturers.
Yep. Hey, Paul, we have the music starting, buddy. Thank you so much for calling. We enjoy you as well. We enjoy your calls and your questions. We have Chris and we have Ann. If you guys can wait on during the break, we will get you as soon as we get back from break, along with taking other people's phone calls.
And we'll talk more about Paul's issue.
Absolutely. When we get back from break, we're going to go ahead and make tomorrow between noon and one, the guys are going to be talking to Rove Pest Control. No, what? Right.
Well, let's talk about dehumidification. If you don't have a really good air conditioner, then you need to talk to the people at CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. We've got a couple people on the line. We're going to take your calls for the next hour at 800-859-0956. Number 888-654-GUYS, which is 4897.
Yeah, we wanted to readdress Paul from Commerce, who called and asked about the LED light bulbs.
Yeah, he's got an exterior fixture with a, it sounds like he's got an eye on it that turns it on and off. And he's an electrician, so assume he would check that there's no voltage drop. He, as an electrician, he would understand that. He would understand whether or not that switch mechanism with the eye works properly. So we would tell him to buy a higher quality LED bulb today. In the article we wrote this past week, we talked about what they call in the industry a driver that actually converts the current coming in from AC to DC, because those operate on a direct current or DC current. And the cheaper bulbs have internal drivers that don't dissipate heat. And a lot of times that you'll get flickering with them, or they won't even work. So we suggest a higher quality bulb for starters.
Good stuff. All right, let's 888-654-4897 from any and all of your housing questions. Let's start off with Chris from Rochester, and then we'll get to Ann from Beverly Hills. Good morning, Chris. You're on with the guys.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, sir. How can we help you?
Well, I have a question. We have a home in Rochester Hills. It has a basement. And the basement walls are not cement poured walls. They're not cinder block walls. They're actually prefabricated wall sections. The wall sections were built in the factory, and then they were brought to the house and assembled when the house was being built by getting bolted together. Each section is bolted together to its adjacent section with three bolts, one at the top, one in the middle, one at the bottom. And we have a couple of places where the bolts at the bottom are leaking through with water. Not a lot, but it's kind of a leak when you have a lot of rain. We see it down there. And we're trying to see if there's a company or a process that has some sort of injection or epoxy coating or something that can fix that from the inside, kind of like they do cracks in walls, as opposed to having to dig the outside and spend, you know, $10,000-$15,000 and so on an outside solution. So that's why I called to ask.
So you have what Ken and I call the superior wall system, which is precast concrete panels, correct?
It's not superior. It was it's a Pulte home, and the walls were built by Pulte at their factory.
But yeah. They are concrete, correct?
Yes, they are concrete. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we it's like using the term superior wall system is kind of like Kleenex. That type of system has been labeled that. Can you see this stone footing that those walls sit on top of at all, or no?
No, there were no footings. We watched the house as it was being built, and there's no conventional cement footings that poured walls are poured on top of cement footings. These are just set on pea gravel or pea stone or some sort of drain tile.
That would be the stone footing that I just asked you about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stone. You mean like pea gravel stone. Okay, gotcha. Yep, that's correct. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, so they sit on a drainage layer, which is one of the things we like about that system. You might try just tightening those bolts, believe it or not. Make sure that, you know, you don't put extenders on your wrenches so that you risk breaking the concrete. But when they dry out, you might be able to inject an epoxy in there and resolve that issue. But that water should drain right down to the stone bed. That's the bigger issue that would concern me. That exterior okay. water isn't draining down to that stone bed that the walls are sitting mm-hmm. in.
Cause that okay. As far as that epoxy injection, do you know of any companies that do that?
Well, here's a question. Now, how many are leaking, and what areas of the basement are they at? Because if you can get to them from the inside or the outside, I'd rather get to them from the outside. And as far as an injection, there's a company called Pro Concrete Leveling that has a foam injection, and they might be able to help because what their material okay. does is it gets in there, and then it literally impregnates the concrete around it. So I'm guessing they should be able to help you.
Okay, and it's Pro Concrete Leveling, you said?
Yeah, and I have a phone number if you'd like.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
833-776-1234.
Okay. 1234. Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'll give him a call.
You're very welcome. Good luck, sir.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Thank you. You know, Chuck, you and I always like to make sure when people call that we give them the time that they need. We never cut them off. We're going to let them answer their questions, unfortunately. And fortunately, you know, that was the education there. It took a whole segment. So, Ann, thank you for being so patient. We will come back to you as soon as we get back from break and take more phone calls because the lines are open. 888-654-GUYS.
And tomorrow, you and I get to talk to the folks from Rove Pest Control about getting rid of those carpenter ants and those boring bees and those mice in the attic.
And that's what I was trying to say last segment, but I screwed it up. But, you know, it's okay, though. Listen, Rove Pest Control. If you have pests, if you have bugs, Chuck was saying it earlier, if you have moisture, give them a call. Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control. Brian, you have no idea how much we absolutely love this intro music. This is our youth.
I just want to shut up and listen.
I know, I agree.
People are probably saying the same thing. Shut up.
Yeah, let the music go. Couple things I want to mention real quick. First one is there was just an advertisement for Sean Belizean in the sports wrap at 7 o'clock, and you're talking to a guy that was raised before there was any sports radio in Detroit on Frank Beckman's every Thursday night at 7 o'clock sports wrap. I used to time my drive homes to listen to Frank Beckman and the 7 o'clock sports wrap on WJR years ago. I just want to say, Sean, you're doing a great job out there, buddy. It really sounds good. I enjoyed
it. Way ahead of its time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. It really was. And I enjoy what Sean's doing out there. I enjoy listening to him whenever I'm in the vehicle around that time. He's doing a great job, Sean. I'm sure Frank would be proud. And also, this time of year, you know, one of the things people like to do, especially in the wintertime, is sleep in. And this time of year, when that sun comes up so early, like at your mansion, Chuck, you got those giant windows. When that sun comes up. Yeah, there you go. When that sun comes up, you wake right up because you're used to it. But I know your bride's kind of like mine. She'd like to sleep in an hour or two more than you or I. And a blackout blind blocks all those shade from sparkle blinds is the perfect, perfect thing for someone to buy. It's a gift for someone who has a window like that. And even better, the Snyder remote control. You can literally wake up in the morning, press that button, and the room goes from dark to natural sunlight. And it's just wonderful, wonderful product. And if you're thinking about any blinds or window treatments, Tanya and her husband over at Sparkle Blinds are great people.
Yeah, they
There's are. A lot of places people can go on the internet for blinds. But if you want to deal with people that we know we like, that we know you can trust, Sparkle Blinds is at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
You're right. Great people, passionate about what they do. They keep looking for the best product at the best price.
Yep. Yep.
I agree with you.
All right. And speaking of a very patient, patient person, let's go to Ann from Beverly Hills. Ann, thank you so much for waiting.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, guys. I'm going to be getting a generator, whole house generator, and I wasn't sure how different brands of generators will handle brownouts, as well as how long generators normally are able to run. How long can it run?
Now, when you say run at one stretch or run for the life of the generator?
I guess that one stretch, that would be one question.
As long as it needs to.
I was going to say, if it had to run for a week, it could. Now, obviously, if that happens, that tends to shorten the life of the motor and the generator itself. But having a good maintenance program makes a huge difference, too. So don't ignore that.
Yeah, and when Chuck says motor, it's just like any motor. It's meant to run, but it's meant to have maintenance. And if it's not maintained properly, you're not going to get the life out of it.
Okay. And then how do the different brands compare as far as brownouts?
Go ahead.
Do the generators kick on if there's a brownout, or, you know, where everything's a little bit dim in the house?
No, you either lose power or you don't. So what's going to happen is go ahead.
Well, I mean, I've had a brownout, I think it was a couple years ago, where everything was dim. It wasn't that, you know, it wasn't that I was at full power, and I did have a little bit of power, but it was more of a brownout.
Sure. Those are probably going to become more frequent. They already are in parts of California.
But, and I'll tell you, in the 16 years we've been doing this in referring companies, we've never had anyone contact us with the issue of a brownout affecting their standby generator. So I really don't think it's something that you need to worry about. Chuck, do you agree?
Well, and again, I'm not sure exactly what Ann's concern is, but the generator will not turn on unless you've lost power. Diminished power is not going to turn it on. Does that answer your question, Ann, or no?
Yeah, the power has to be totally off before the generator kicks in.
Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't, even though it may detect there's lesser power than it normally has, it would not turn on until it's fully no power.
No, they're set up to turn on when the house loses its power.
Within seconds, they should turn back on. And so many of these units nowadays, if you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and look up electricians, they come with 10-year warranties. So if something like that's going to happen, it'll happen within that time, and they're fully warranted.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Don't hesitate to ask us other questions if you're looking to buy one. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ann.
Thanks, bye-bye. Let's go to Vince in Northville. Good morning, Vince. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Better than we should be. Good to hear from you.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Hey, I just wanted to say I've gotten a referral from you guys by from a gentleman that I needed for an in-floor heating system underneath concrete for a semi-commercial project that we're working on here in South Lyon for a client. And I had needed a referral for in-floor heating system, and I was referred from you guys for a gentleman by the name of Art Grace.
Art Grace.
Over at Clearwater Construction.
Sure.
And
one
I'm
for years.
Tell you what. Yep. He came out, sat down with us, explained the new system, because the client wanted to take a wood-burning heating system that he had, but it wasn't temperature-controlled for his floor. And Art explained the reasons why he couldn't use it, showed him a system that would be able to facilitate what he wanted to do. And then I had talked to Art and said, okay, I know you're putting all this into the floor. All of my concrete guys do concrete driveways and replacements, but because we've got all this sensitive tubing and everything going into the floor, could we use one of your concrete guys that know how to walk on that stuff and deal with that stuff when pouring the concrete? So not only is he going to be able to take care of the in-floor heating for the project, his concrete guys that know how to actually work with that stuff are going to be pouring the floor. And it was a nice, seamless, one-step process for us. And he really made my company look good. And I just wanted to say again, thanks again for the great referral.
How long ago was the installation done?
It hasn't been done yet. We're in the bidding process. But the client is really, really happy with it. And now we've got to clear it with Lyon Township Building Department. They've got questions and issues. So, you know, we got to go through the politics with everybody, which is probably going to take another 30 to 90 days. And then once we get all the politics with the building department's done and they stamp their blessing on it, then we can move forward.
You know, we've referred Art so much over the years, and Art's one of those guys that you ask him a technical question. If he doesn't know it, he'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And he likes really learning about that stuff. When it comes to boilers, so many boiler hard questions, he's gone in and just taken care of them for our listeners in the past. And the what you're talking about, I know a guy that did a brand new huge driveway with the radiant heat. And the first winter, it broke at the bottom of that driveway and is never able to use it again after putting thousands and thousands of dollars. That will not happen to you, Vince. Thank you so much for the call.
Scary
stuff.
You're welcome. Isn't it? Hey, every building has a roof. Some of them are flat. Some of them are metal. Some of them are composite rubber. Some of them are shingles. We've got one company that can take care of any of them for you.
And if it's just a repair to get you by for now, call the company that hops to it. That company is Four Seasons Kanga Roof.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that from 12 to 1 today, we will be talking to the people that have redefined clean. So hang around.
Yeah, the Sadowski families, owner-operators of Chet's Cleaning, are very, very impressive family with a very, very impressive company, something you really want to stick around for and learn how clean is really clean.
I like that.
Yeah. Let's get the phones. And hey, we still got time for your phone calls. If you're out there and you have something you're looking at your house and you just can't figure out what's going on, give us a call. 888-654-4897 or 800-859-0WJR. Let's talk to Michael from Macon Township. Good morning, Michael. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning. I'm a first-time listener. My brother-in-law recommended highly that I call and talk to you people.
Well, thank you.
A couple weeks ago, when we had the big storm here, I was up at my cottage, and the area flooded pretty well. Well, my sump pump and my backup pump failed in my basement, which is about three-fourths of it is finished. I had to call in somebody to drain the water out of it. Like I said, the sump pump and the backup both failed. And I went out with my son, and we got another sump pump and installed it, plugged it in, and realized that the circuit was tripped. So I don't know what caused the circuit breaker to trip, if it was from the sump pump running for an extended period of time or not. But get down to what I'm really looking for is I need to find somebody I can rely on to do a good job. I'm retired, been retired for 20 years, and I need to find someone I can rely on that's going to do me a good job and not break me, so to speak. And
where's your cottage, Michael?
Up in Houghton Lake area. Actually in Prudenville. And they, the gentleman that came in to clean up said that it was probably sitting in this water for 2 weeks that I was gone. Oh, I had, they had to take out 2 feet of the walls, the drywall, and all the moldings. And naturally, I had carpeting, so that all had to go. And one of the things I'm also considering or wanting some information on is, instead of putting carpeting back down again, is it better to do an epoxy or something like that, or is it cost prohibitive? I'm just looking for some information, and like I was going to say, at the very end of when these guys did the cleanup in the basement, discovered that my half bath upstairs here, just before the garage, was leaking down into the bathroom downstairs because the builder never heated the wax ring on the toilet. They had it caulked to the floor, so never discovered any water until this situation happened in the basement. So God only knows how long it's been draining down there or leaking. So I went to take the toilet off, they had it, and the tile came with it, so I don't know how bad that flooring is. I'm probably got to have someone come in and replace the flooring and retile the flooring. So
okay,
this is what I'm kind of looking at, and I'm looking for some help from you guys as far as getting someone that can do a good job and I can trust them.
Let me just ask a couple clarify questions real quick. So this is up in Prudenville, sure. And you're looking for someone to help. Okay, go ahead.
No, this is down here. This is in my home in Macomb. I was up in Prudenville when this happened.
I apologize. We thought you were talking there. Okay, well, that makes it better. Right. That's fine. No. That's absolutely fine, sir. That's fine. Okay, and the flooring that you're talking about covering, this is the basement floor you want to cover, so it's a concrete floor?
The majority of it is concrete. I do have a little bit of tile around the bar area downstairs.
To answer your question, because we're under time crunch here, we definitely would recommend doing a coating on your floors. Looks great. Huge warranty. Helps waterproof as well. So we would definitely recommend that. Now, are you looking for someone also to help refinish your basement or basically to waterproof it and make sure, give you a good sump pump system, make sure this never happens again?
No, I need someone also to come in and redo the walls and the moldings and whatever else needs to be done down there. Yeah.
Yeah, like I mean, I say, you I got some plumbing issues. We like Finish Basements Plus, the folks from Finish Basements Plus, because they literally can handle any aspect of that, and they are specialists.
Perfect. You know, Chuck, the triple basement, the triple sump pump system is great.
Yeah, and Motor City Floors and Coatings for that floor coating Ken was talking about, we trust them immensely. And TruTech as well.
Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, buddy.
This epoxy that they'd be putting down or whatever it is they feel, is that a finished look to that
yes.
Have to carpet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Now, the only negative is there is one, sir, is it's a hard surface. So you want to wear flip flops or, you know, you want to wear shoes down there because especially as we get older, it starts to hurt our feet. So Chuck's recommendations were great. You can find those at the insideoutsideguys.com. We also have other couple other basement waterproofers right near area, Foundation Authority and Foundation Solutions 360. You can find those at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Shelby Mechanical, which isn't far from you, can help you out with the sump pump system. So all those are available to you
and the right toilet. There, sir.
And the toilet. Yeah, we need to make that a subject about caulking toilets. We need to talk about that, Chuck.
Well, the thing is, the plumber that set that toilet should have done it properly, and the builder wouldn't even know that he did it badly.
You're right.
You know, he'd show up and there's a toilet.
Right.
Yep. The floor is probably rotten around that if it's been leaking all this time. So you're probably going to need a new subfloor in that area. I hate to say that, but.
Mike, you still there, buddy?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
So does that all sound okay? It sound good to you?
So Motor City, what was that?
Finished floors and coatings. Motor City Floors and Coatings.
Motor City Floors
and Coatings. They're not going to do epoxy. They do a product that's not epoxy. That's the beauty of it because it actually lasts. They now give a lifetime warranty on it. If you want a phone number, we've got one.
Sure, go ahead.
It's 248-613-5888.
Okay.
Just tell them we told them to call and discuss it with them. They're good or what they do.
Okay. And Finish Basement Plus?
Yeah, you want a phone number for them?
It
is 248-426-6630.
Okay. Now, I don't know that I'm looking. I put a new sump pump in.
Okay.
And I was trying to figure out, you know, I've heard different things about these backups. I had somebody tell me, oh, the water pressure system is better than the battery. I have the battery system. So I've got a new sump pump in there now. It is working fine. I'm thinking of doing, sensors. My brother is telling me to put sensors down there and maybe a camera.
Great idea.
Yeah,
Michael, we have other calls we have to get to, buddy. We want to make sure we spend time with you. But yeah, the sensor stuff that you're talking about, we love that stuff. That's just an extra insurance, as Chuck would say, for that kind of stuff. So you could lose all that power, but if you had a sensor in there, even if you lost power, something would send you a signal letting you know you have an issue and you get someone over to take care of it. Thank you so much for the call, Michael. Paul from Harrison Township, we're going to get to you when we get back from break.
Yep.
Chuck, you mentioned gutters.
Yeah, we recently had who can I get to install 6-inch gutters, which is a bigger size, right?
Which is a bigger side for gutter protection, for aging play, stair lifts. Just take us to InsideOutsideGuys.com and then go to Atlas Home Improvement.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to remind you this is the last segment of the open phone lines, but we will be here from 12 to 1. We're just going to step right into that with Chet's Cleaning. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. It's a great time. 888-654 Guys, 888-654-4897. Still have time for your phone call. Let's talk to Paul in Harrison Township. Good morning, Paul. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How can we help you?
I logged a bunch of cedar in northern Michigan. I want to raise the grain on it, on the wood, into a natural stain because I want to keep the clear color. I was told I need to use water-based stain on that.
Well, you said you want to maintain the natural color.
Yeah.
So you're not going to use a stain per se, correct?
Well, I want to do they call it a natural stain, like a clear. Is there something different I should be using?
I know what Chuck's going to refer here. Go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I mean, I like an oil base on a product like that. Obviously, you've cured the lumber, and it is shrunk now. You're going to match those grains. It should be beautiful. I like a product for a year and not worry about,
pardon me?
You know, like a linseed oil, a boiled linseed oil works really well.
Okay.
And in the past with furniture, we've mixed that with a varnish, you know, for interior application, but on an exterior application, that cedar obviously is going to want to turn gray and you don't want it to, correct?
Right.
Yeah. That might take a whole bunch of, or a fairly frequent amount of treatments with a product like that. There are water-based clear treatments that have the same warranty anymore. I don't personally.
No, come on.
Use them.
Well, I can't believe you. But, and you of all people, you know what? An oil base is going to penetrate. It's going to stay longer. You still are going to, I mean, if it's a water base, you're still going to have to do multiple treatments. I got to think with the oil base, you'd have to do it less. And a boiled linseed oil is a natural oil. And what we refer to people, when you get a boiled linseed oil, just go take one board, take it to the side. I mean, don't buy a lot of it at the first time. Just buy a small pint and go put it on one board and see how you like it. I really feel we've had a lot of people take Chuck's advice on this, and he's been doing this for a long time, and people really like the look when it's done.
Yeah, and I like your idea. You know, take one piece aside and do it. Because first of all, if you pre-do it, you can get all six sides. You know, the ends, the top, the bottom, and the edges. And it might darken it a little bit, so you want to make sure you like that. If it hasn't been done, if it's bleached at all, as it cured, the linseed oil will darken it a bit, so make sure that that's something visually, you know, that appeals to you.
But it'll fade as it wears out, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Chuck mentioned it gets gray. I mean, cedar likes getting gray. And the more of this you can do to it, the less gray it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to put a weatherproofing on top. That was my thought.
Gotcha.
To do a natural stain and put a weatherproofing on top of it. Is that something I should still do after I do the linseed oil?
See, here's the thing. We haven't seen anything that stays on cedar. I mean, I keep using the word varnish, which is not the appropriate term anymore because those aren't varnishes. But if you want to try to weatherproof it, you're going to put something on there that's going to seal out UV rays and water and everything else that Mother Nature can throw at it. But that cedar will probably still turn on you. If you put something like a varnish type product on there, even a water-based, you may have to sand it in a year and a half or 2 years to get it back to its natural color before you put another coat of something on it.
Okay.
That's the only negative with the cedar.
Really not
teak is that way. You know, if you've ever had teak on a boat, teak trim, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Same type of thing.
So it's going to be a lot of work no matter what I do.
If you want it to look at that beautiful reddish color that, you know, came out of the log when you first cut it and cured it. Yeah, it is. It really is. But it is beautiful.
It's not a real big physical thing, so take your time. Start one end and work way to the other. But no matter what you use, make sure you do a couple of sample boards. I mean, get some of the water-based, you know, get the linseed oil. And maybe more important, see how your bride likes it.
Where do I get the linseed oil at?
You can find that at any big box. We're big believers in going to a professional paint store with what you're going to do, even a sample of the wood, even though, it's cedar. They know what cedar looks like. I'd still take it with me. But a Benjamin Moore, a Sherwin-Williams, a Mercury paint.
Yeah.
They always have a great product, and they have professionals that know, you know, how the product reacts to different product like cedar.
Fun job, though. Sounds like a fun project.
Yeah, it does.
It was. It was actually fun cutting all the logs down around them through the mill.
That is awesome. How long ago did you do that?
Not something easy. About a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Oh, great.
I had it drying in my garage for about a year and a half ago.
You know, ooh, your garage smells good.
Steve Dickinson from Amnesty, they go up north. He used to go with his grandpa, and they used to mill the wood that they used for the cabins and stuff on their property up there. I just think that is so cool.
Love the smell. I'm jealous. The smell of raw cedar.
Yep. Yep. Wonderful. You wake up in the morning.
Paul, hopefully we helped you, my friend.
Thank you much.
God bless you.
You're
Paul.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you know, I remember when I was a kid, we took a ride down to Kentucky to a friend of mine's family, and his father had a mill of cedar, and he used to whittle in the basement, and the bedroom was in the basement, and just the overwhelming smell of cedar. I just always loved that smell. And when I had the house years ago, I had a barn, I actually made a room out of cedar chipboard where I could put my hunting clothes in there. And it was a good room just to absorb that smell when I went out of the woods.
Absolutely. It's funny, my first recollection of the industry in any way, shape, or form is Dad working on projects where I smelled the sawdust. And that still takes me back. I just think it's so cool. This wasn't cedar. It would probably was an SPF, you know, spruce, pine, fir combination. But love right. The smell.
Yep. Want to remind people, stick around for the bonus hour, what Chuck and I like to call the education hour, coming up between noon and 1, right after we finish talking here, is I'm going to go talk to the folks at Chet's Cleaning, the Sadowski family. I always want to say, I'm sure they're used to this, Chet Jr. and Senior, but it is actually Chet the Second and Chet the Third. And just a wonderful family with a wonderful company. And if you want to really learn how to get your house clean and clean certain products in your room, stick around for the next hour. And tomorrow we also have a bonus hour. We'll be speaking live to our good friends at Rove, R-O-V-E. And that's so important that we refer Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control. We'll have Rob Greer and J.B. Hines on with us tomorrow. And they're just a wealth of knowledge.
They are, and they're fun. They're passionate. They're like the Sadowski family with cleaning. They're just passionate. The more they talk, the better we sound.
You're right. Rob Greer puts some great, and we'll put them on the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page every once in a while. I put some great articles out about how to keep your house pest-free. And again, that's tomorrow between noon and 1. And again, today, stick around between noon and 1 for next hour as we talk to your friends at Chet's Cleaning. And, you know, a little while ago when Michael called Chuck, we thought he was talking about a place up in Prudenville. We both thought he was talking about his cottage up in Prudenville that he had problems with his basement. Because there's a company that covers the entire state of Michigan if you have basement problems. And that company is, or foundation problems, Foundation Systems of Michigan. Brian, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.